You are now listening to the Music Matters Media Podcast with your host, Lisa Hollihan. A show made to bridge the gap between mainstream musicians and artists on the rise. Discovering up-and-coming musicians and discussing all things music. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Music Matters Media.
What's going on, Music Matters Media family? Today we are going to be talking about the iHeartRadio Music Awards of 2024. This year marks the 10-year anniversary of the iHeartRadio Music Awards. It's an award show that celebrates music that has been heard throughout the year across iHeartMedia radio stations, which are nationwide, and both iHeartRadio and iHeartMedia's digital music platform. I also want to give a shout out to iHeartRadio because we are part of iHeartRadio podcasts. So huge shout out to iHeartRadio for letting Music Matters Media be a part of their platform and giving us the access to have so many more listeners nationwide. And who knows, you may be listening on the iHeartRadio music app right now. So for our listeners listening to us over on iHeartRadio and the platform itself, we want to give a major shout out and say thanks to all of you in support of Music Matters Media. Truly incredible. So just so we have a little bit more background information, the iHeartRadio Music Awards was founded back in 2014, and the importance of the iHeartRadio Music Awards is that it recognizes the most popular artists and music over the past year. Winners are chosen both through performance data of that information, and some categories are also available to public vote in several of these categories. So that is how the winners are determined for each category. And this year, the iHeartRadio Music Awards was hosted by Ludacris and was stacked with star-studded performances. And the performances were as follows. You had the show opener, which was Justin Timberlake, then followed by Green Day, Tate McRae, Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson, TLC with Lotto, Jennifer Hudson with Cher, and to close out the show, Ludacris himself, not only hosting but performing. So the two main awards of the night went to both Cher and Beyonce. Cher was honored with the Icon Award for her unparalleled contributions to music and pop culture for over 7 decades. And then we have Beyonce, which was recognized with the Innovator Award for being a global cultural icon. First, we'll be discussing the performers of the night and the performances for the first half. And then the latter half of this podcast, we will be discussing the winners of these categories, both the ones that were shown on TV and some of the ones that I think should be highlighted that were not shown on TV. We are here to discuss it all, you guys. So, Eric, the iHeartRadio Music Awards of 2024, hosted by Ludacris, taking place on April 1st at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. What did you think about this show overall? And then we can head into the performances specifically.
Honestly, I thought it was a pretty explosive night overall. I mean, it started out with a bang and just kept up the energy throughout. It was full of amazing performances, uplifting and really heartfelt acceptance speeches throughout the night. And I just thought it was one of the more entertaining award shows that I've seen this year, in my opinion.
If you notice, a lot of these performers are coming out or have came out with music this year, including both what we've covered on this podcast, Justin Timberlake's new album and Green Day's new album.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really cool to see that, you know, like you said, some of the stuff that we've already covered on this podcast, made it to the award show, which is really cool because it just it makes the impact of that all the more felt, especially seeing it throughout the performances and the categories of awards themselves. So it's really cool to see just the recency of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and along with what I love is not only the recency, but I do love the sections where they highlighted these legacy acts because you had TLC featuring Lotto and you had Cher featuring Jennifer Hudson. And I think that those were some of the standout performances of the night by far.
Without a doubt. I mean, not only was seeing the legacy acts just such a really majestic moment, but just the wave of nostalgia that you feel from hearing some of those, you know, at least in the case of TLC, some of those 90s hits, and then seeing an entire retrospective of Cher's career and the impact she's had, not just on music, but on popular culture as well. I mean, talk about a blast from the past, honestly. I really love that. That's what the iHeartRadio Music Awards did best. It bridged the nostalgia with the current moment in music right now.
Yeah, Eric, I could not agree more. And I say we take these performances one section at a time. So let's start with Justin Timberlake. He opened the show. He just had his new album that dropped, and he performed the song Selfish, which was a single off of Everything I Thought It Was, the record. And then he followed that up with No Angels, which I was anticipating obviously the most because No Angels was a track that we agreed upon how much we both enjoyed that track. Definitely one of the standout tracks from that record. So, what did you think about his performance?
First of all, I love that, and this is what I meant by what I said that the iHeartRadio Music Awards started out with a bang. I love that he was the first to start it. And when I saw it, I instantly thought of you.
You know how excited I was.
You know, how big you were smiling and how high you must have been jumping on the inside. And first of all, I really appreciate the stripped back version of Selfish. I really love that he started it out that way by playing an acoustic guitar. And the transition into No Angels was perfect. And I love that he had a bunch of musicians collaborate with him on stage, playing horns and just a bunch of instruments. And for anyone who hasn't heard the album review of Justin Timberlake's most recent album that we did, I mentioned this on there. The fact that Justin brought out so many musicians on stage to play on the song No Angels just kind of proves my point a little bit, that a little bit more instrumentation goes a long way because, in my opinion, sounded way better than it did on the studio album, and it just made for a more infectious song. So I love that he did that. And of course, I mean, his dancing and his singing was perfect.
Yeah, I will say that I was curious to see how No Angels was going to translate in a live setting. Been looking forward for him to perform some of these songs that we haven't heard yet live because, of course, with Selfish, he's been using that song to promote this record. It was the lead single, and by this point, I've heard enough of Selfish Live. I'm ready for him to explore other aspects of the album now that it's out because, man, Selfish was not an indicator by any means of what was to come for the rest of this record. So now that the record is out for everybody to enjoy, No Angels for me, personal favorite. I know as well as for you, you love this track, and I think that it's a standout off of that record. So seeing the song translated live was extremely exciting for me. And between his singing, his dancing, having the added instrumentals played live, and just giving more zest to a song like that, just was truly quite the way to open the show. And I'm glad that he chose this song specifically to open the show with because this is one of the more upbeat, danceable songs. Definitely a better taste of what that record has to offer than Selfish, in my opinion. So, very excited and happy about that.
Yeah, totally. And I feel like that performance just really set the tone for the rest of the night and how the energy of everything else would follow.
Yeah, I completely agree. Then transitioning from Justin Timberlake going to the next performance of the night, we had Green Day with Saviors. That's another episode that we recorded earlier this year on the podcast. Please go check both of these album reviews out because we had such a good time recording these and doing deep dives on both records. So it was really good to see that after Justin, Green Day performed, and they performed the songs Bobby Socks off of the new record Saviors, and then a classic, of course, Basket Case.
You want to talk about beaming? That's how I was when I heard Green Day perform Bobby Socks live, because that's one of my favorite songs off of Saviors.
Me too, man. Me too.
And I love hearing that, when you were talking about music from the studio transitioning to live, I love hearing that the way Green Day performed Bobby Socks in the studio sounds just as amazing live. And of course, I mean, what can I say about Basket Case that hasn't been said elsewhere? It's a classic of theirs. It's a classic of the genre. And this is what I mean. It's their set alone is a great example of bridging nostalgia versus the current times in music. You know, they decided to, of course, please their longtime fans while giving a taste of what they sound like now in 2024.
Yeah, with Green Day, they're about to go on tour next month, and they're going to be performing both the anniversaries, which is insane to think about. It's the 30th anniversary of Dookie, which came out in 1994, and it's the 20th anniversary of American Idiot, which came out in 2004, along with sprinkled in the new material off Saviors, which was back in January when the album dropped. So that is going to be one hell of a live show. We got a little bit of a taste of it here with Bobby Socks and Basket Case. As you said, perfectly said, by the way, Eric, the bridging the gap between the new and the old. And I just love the way that they did the transition between the two songs and just the performance in general. Bobby Socks did not disappoint. The grit in Billy Joe's voice was amazing. And Green Day are still, in my eyes, in top form. Getting a chance to see them on this tour this summer and beyond is going to be truly incredible. If this was a sneak peek and a taste of that, then everybody is going to absolutely lose their minds seeing them live this year. So, want to give a shout out to Green Day, of course. And with that being said, we cannot just gloss over the fact that Avril Lavigne presented them with the iHeartRadio Landmark Award. And for those who don't know the significance behind the Landmark Award, it is an award that recognizes an artist's discography and releases that have inspired and shaped culture over multiple decades.
Yeah, and listen, who better than a fellow pop punk legend to present them with that award? You know, if anybody has followed Avril Lavigne's career, she is also somebody who has put her own mark on the genre. We've absolutely spoken about her on this podcast and how important she is. For anyone listening, definitely go check out the album review that we did for her.
Yeah, Love Sucks, her record that came out back in 2022. That was a blast to cover that on here because it was very
It
highly
was.
anticipated at the time. And it was a full return back to the style of pop punk within her music. So please go give that one a listen. I have to say, Eric, that episode did very well. People enjoyed that one a lot. So for those who haven't heard it yet, please go give that one a listen.
Yeah, and listen, we enjoyed making that episode. It was definitely a fun discussion. So honestly, I think that she was the perfect person to present them with the award and to be able to introduce that mini recap of their career.
She got a chance to both as a fan and then as a colleague of theirs give the perspective of just how much their music has influenced her own music and just how much a fan she's been growing up listening to their music. So I think that was a really great moment to see.
Same. And the performances that they gave, or rather, if the performance they gave of Bobby Socks is any indication, then I think that the rest of the songs from Saviors are going to sound just as amazing live moving forward. That's definitely going to be something to look out to for anyone listening to us who's going to go see them on tour.
And moving on, we had Tate McRae and her performances of both the songs Greedy and X's that were off of her latest album that dropped at the end of 2023. So, how did you feel about her performance?
Definitely a change of pace and a change in style for sure. First of all, I loved her vocal performance. I thought it was really well done. And second, I just really loved the choreography of it. You know, given the stage they were on, there was only so much they could do without putting themselves in danger. So I'm glad that the dance moves, even though sometimes they had to be subtle, they were still effective. And this may not be that important in some people's eyes, but I also just want to give a shout out to the wardrobe. I feel like even with the wardrobe, it looked like a mix of, 90s and, modern fashion. So I really love that they were able to bridge the gap in that sense too. I don't know how you felt about it, but that's just how it came off to me.
Yeah, great points that you've made here because with Tate McRae, what I noticed the most about the performance was the choreography. And to me, that really stood out the most.
And also shout out to her for achieving so much at such a young age, because from what I heard Ludacris say, she's still really young and she's racking up a lot of achievements. So if this is how much she was able to achieve in so little time, I can't even imagine what more she'll do in another couple of years.
Tate McRae is only 20 years old, believe it or not, Eric.
That's insane to think about.
I know. So at 20, she's released now two studio albums. I used to think I could fly back in 2022 and think later, as I said, in late 2023. At the age of 13, she gained prominence as the first Canadian finalist on So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, wow.
And her song started gaining traction online back in 2017. So she started getting noticed. And then in 2019, she was signed by RCA Records. Her mega hit that catapulted her into stardom was You Broke Me First. And that became an international hit that peaked number 8 on the Canadian Hot 100 and number 16 on our Billboard Hot 100 here. In 2021, she was the youngest musician to be featured on Forbes 30 Under 30 list. So just quite the amount of accolades under her belt at the ripe young age of 20 years old is just mind-blowing.
I know it's really insane when you think about it. And like I said, if this is everything that she's got under her belt in such a short amount of time, you can only imagine just how much more she's going to accomplish the older she gets and the more she matures as an artist.
Yeah, I could not agree more. And then segueing from her performance, we have Jelly Roll featuring Lainey Wilson, and they perform the song Save Me. And I just want to say before we talk about his performance, just about Jelly Roll in general, whether you enjoy his music or not, that's subjective, that's one thing. But you cannot deny just how infectious this man is. He's super lovable. He's just a big teddy bear, and I love that he has done so much for his community. He's constantly giving back. He's constantly serving as a vessel of inspiration to those who have been through the same struggles or similar struggles as him. So I just wanted to note that before we talk about the performance and the song itself is just I have a lot of love and respect for Jelly Roll, and he has been one of the more pleasant surprises of up-and-coming fame that we've discussed here on this show.
Yeah, I was really happy to see Shinedown make an appearance.
Love Shinedown, yeah.
Cool to see them to be the ones to introduce Jelly Roll, and not just to introduce him, but to kind of give a pretty honest recap of his life. It wasn't the super glossed, refined recap that sometimes artists tend to get. It was brutally honest. It touched upon some of the grittier moments of Jelly Roll's life and who he used to be before he became Jelly Roll and how that contributed to his success. And it was really touching to see who he was coming up, where he had been, the struggles he had been through, and to see him go from a troubled soul to being somebody who all of a sudden was shaking hands with Paul McCartney, Eddie Vedder, and Jay-Z. And it was just really cool to see the trajectory that he has paved for himself. And it just speaks to the power of perseverance, just how far you can go if you don't give up on yourself and if you truly believe in something and you truly believe in what you can do and what you can offer the world.
Speaking to that point, Eric, there was a documentary that came out last year and it's called Jelly Roll Save Me. It is currently streaming on Hulu. Anybody who is slightly intrigued about Jelly Roll, I highly, highly, highly recommend you watching this documentary. I watched it personally. I absolutely loved it. It truly gives you an insight and background on his story, his upbringing, everything that he has gone through to get to the point where he is now. And it just addresses all of his struggles with addiction and mental health. And it was such a great documentary, so real, so raw. That's why I appreciate and respect the fact that he's just super authentic and wants to share these stories that he doesn't necessarily have to, but he shares these stories to give people hope that if they are listening to him or watching him or whatever, that it can get better and that they have the power to make it better. So yeah, just really inspiring stuff. Let's talk about his performance of Save Me with Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, that was definitely quite a tearjerker for me because the lyrics were not only brutally honest, but they were basically his life in a nutshell. And I think what I love so much about the song is that it essentially says that anybody can redeem themselves if they want it bad enough. You know, none of us are perfect and we all do things that we're not proud of, but those things don't necessarily define who we are as people forever. And they don't necessarily mean that we're bad people. It just means that we go through really difficult times, but those difficult times don't have to last and they don't have to define who we are for a lifetime. And I really love that he put that out there in song format. And what I love so much about that performance is just his super touching acceptance speech at the end when he receives the award. It was just so cool to see him get so riled up and so happy about it and just be so grateful. And it was just such a touching thing to see and certainly one of the highlights for me personally of the entire night.
I love that about him. I love how appreciative he is. I love how grateful he is. Love the shout out to his daughter and his wife and his team and to Lainey Wilson as well. I think she did an absolute fantastic job both on the song on the record and the live performance, and their voices combined together. Just you can tell how much they appreciate each other, and you can see the love on stage between both of them and how much they appreciate each other and what they're doing for country music and just music in general. So it was a really nice moment to see at the award show and definitely a highlight for me as well, Eric.
Yeah, I think Lainey Wilson was also just really on fire. I loved hearing Jelly Roll call her his sister in country music.
And the last thing that I do want to say about Jelly Roll specifically is him giving back. I really want to stress the fact that not only financially has he given back to his communities and the communities that need it. And what I love about him is he's also making visits and talking to the youth and talking to people in reform and rehabilitation centers and prisons and jails. And it wasn't that long ago, I believe it was around 2 months ago this year, that he gave a testimony to Congress on fentanyl and talking about his drug addiction and how that completely shifted his life and has shifted the life of many and how he's lucky to be alive and talking about how it's affecting our youth. All of this, suffice to say, is I absolutely adore the fact that he truly cares. And with everything that he's been through and him having the chance to now use his platform to help those and help uplift those that he once was alongside, truly is just such a truly powerful message. And I just wish more people were doing the same, using their platform for the same type of cultural impact outside of music. And to me, that means everything in the world. And as I said earlier, say what you want about his music. I personally enjoy his music, but I understand it may not necessarily, his voice may not necessarily be for everybody, and he may not have the absolute best voice in music. However, to me, what matters most is his heart and what he chooses to do with the position that he's now in, and just the fact that he never forgot about where he came from. And to me, that means everything in the entire world. So shout out to Jelly Roll.
Yeah, I honestly love and respect him, you know, just for that alone, let alone for who he is combined with the artist side of him.
So on a lighter note, moving on, we have TLC that performed No Scrubs and Waterfall, two of their all-time classics, and they brought out Latto alongside them to do the rap section of the track Waterfall. What did you think about this performance? Because to me, this was one of my favorite performances of the night.
Same. It was just nostalgia overload for me.
Totally.
Just seeing them, seeing T-Boz and Chili perform together. Rest in peace to the late, great Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Her spirit was very much felt, but she was also very much missed.
She is completely and utterly irreplaceable. You can hear that in the music. You could see that in real time now, no matter who they get to fill in those sections with her rapping and her cadence. Nobody can even come close or compare. So shout out to Lisa Left Eye Lopez for everything that she contributed to music. And may she rest in peace.
Yeah. And I totally agree. It's definitely not the same having someone fill her shoes. However, I do believe that there are people who genuinely honor her when they do it. And I think Latto was a great choice in terms of being the one who ultimately did the verse. So honestly, shout out to her and shout out to TLC for picking somebody who was worthy of filling in those shoes.
Yeah, shout out to Latto because that was a tall order to fill. And of course, you're never going to be able to fully step into the shoes of Lisa Left Eye Lopez, as I said before. However, I think that Latto was a great choice to try to pay respect and dues to that portion of the song. And I think that she really did a great job, all things considered. And to TLC themselves, I mean, they completely threw me back to my childhood and growing up listening to these songs when they were on the radio. And these songs have stuck with me through and through. They're classics. Love seeing them up there and performing like they never left. And this was, as I said, for me, definitely a highlight of the award show.
Yeah, just hearing T-Boz and Chili harmonize together again, I mean, that just brought chills up my spine.
And then speaking of chills, Eric, going into one legendary act to another, we have Jennifer Hudson paying tribute to Cher, and then Cher comes out herself, and they're both up there together doing If I Could Turn Back Time and Believe.
Wow. What a blast from the past, but also just shout out to Cher for continuing to sound as amazing as ever and for looking as amazing as ever.
Yeah, I mean, holy crap, man, we need to talk about Cher, the goddess of pop music.
Undoubtedly. She's just such a trailblazer in so many different areas. I mean, she's an icon in music, she's an icon in film, she's an icon in fashion, she's an icon for LGBTQ+ rights. I mean, it's just so great to see that, you know, even in the moments where she felt like she might fizzle out of relevance, like she said in her acceptance speech, she just rose like a phoenix and came back even stronger than ever. So honestly, not only is this award more than well deserved, but I mean, it was just so great to see, you know, greatness shine on stage in the way that that she did.
Of course, out of all people, Cher deserved this icon award because she is one of the world's best-selling music artists, period. Amongst the many accolades that she has under her belt, I just want to name a few. She's won Grammys. She's won Emmys. She's won an Academy Award. She's won Golden Globes. She's won film festival awards. She now currently has the Billboard Icon Award. She is the only solo artist to date to have a number one single on the Billboard chart in 7 consecutive decades, from the 1960s all the way up to present day. That is completely outstanding. And as you noted before, aside from her music and acting, she is noted for her trendsetting and elaborate outfits and political views and social media presence and philanthropic endeavors and social activism, especially with LGBTQ plus rights and HIV and AIDS prevention. There is not a better person to give the Icon Award to other than the great Cher. And we grew up with these songs, as you said, If I Can Turn Back Time and Believe. And it was just so special to see her not only perform, but more so accept this Icon Award. I loved her speech. I love that Jennifer Hudson did a phenomenal job both presenting and singing alongside her for these songs. And just the whole moment in general of everything was so special to see.
And I also really loved her acceptance speech. I love that she incorporated a lot of humor as well as some vulnerability in it. And also spoke about some of her worst days in her career and how she didn't let them weigh her down and all of the things she had accomplished. And it's inspiring and even comforting to know that someone who's enjoyed 7 decades worth of success in music has also had some bad days too. And that she was able to rise above them to be who she is now.
Cher, we love you. You are so unbelievably inspirational. And as I said before, I don't think that this could have gone to a better, not only artist, but person. Cher is just truly a one of one.
For real. She's truly an inspiration. And honestly, I'm glad that she has left her mark on the world in so many wonderful ways.
And with that being said, the last performance of the night to close out the show, we had the host himself, Ludacris, along with T-Pain, performing the songs Yeah, All I Do Is Win, and Move, Get Out the Way, Get Out the Way. So, Eric, what did you think about Ludacris both hosting and closing out the show? Because we haven't talked about him hosting yet, so I do want to acknowledge that.
Listen, Ludacris is just a natural hype man, in my opinion. He always knows how to get the crowd going, always knows how to elevate the other superstars around him. It's just who he is, and it's who he is no matter what he's doing, whether he's hosting, whether he's playing a show, whether he's acting.
Oh, man. Talking about these performances specifically, of course, I understand why he chose these songs. He just really brought the energy to the stage and closed out the show on such a high note, along with T-Pain. I absolutely adore T-Pain. He's great. They definitely work so well together. And I hope that we can get some more songs from them and collaborations from them in the near future, because I know Ludacris, for the most part, has really been focusing on his acting and, of course, being Tej in the Fast and Furious series, which I absolutely love, and I've been watching since the first movie, and I'll watch until it's going to be Fast and Furious 25, whatever installment they decide to do moving forward. I know they're currently on a part 2 of 10, so that in itself is absolutely gnarly. But just speaking about music specifically, I grew up listening to Ludacris. I've mentioned this before on the podcast that the Red Light District was one of my favorite records to, or rather one of my favorite CDs to spin on my Walkman in the back seat of my parents' car going on road trips. So it definitely was very advanced, and a lot of it absolutely went over my head, but nonetheless, he was one of my favorite rappers growing up, and his music did definitely have an influence on my taste when it came to hip-hop and listening to rap music. So, shout out to Ludacris. I love that he was both the host and performed and closed out the show. Nonetheless, he did a great job hosting, in my opinion, and he brought quite the performance to close out the show alongside T-Pain. So, just extremely excited to see what he does next in his music career and what we may be getting in possibly the near future.
Yeah, and also shout out to the live band and the DJ who were playing with him. They really brought the music to life and really elevated his performance.
I'm so glad. Thank you for bringing that up. The DJ absolutely killed it. The transition from song to song and just bringing
Yeah.
that extra oomph to these songs. Yeah, truly great work.
Yeah, and he, of course, was just on fire from start to finish. I just wish that his set would have been a little longer. He was fantastic, and I'm glad that they picked him to be the last performer, because really, I don't think you could have gone out better than with him.
Yeah, Eric, I mean, if they had more time to make it a full-blown Ludacris concert, you know I would have been here for it.
Of course, of course.
I do want to get to, as promised, the winners of these categories. So I'm just going to give a run-through of both what was shown and also some of the main categories that didn't make it onto live TV. And Eric, you can just give me your feedback after the fact. You cool with that?
Yep.
Also, before we get into that really quick, I do want to recognize Beyoncé because Beyoncé was presented by Stevie Wonder with the Innovator Award. And the Innovator Award is an award that is given to an artist that takes creative risks and successfully transforms their music and also has a major influence on pop culture. And Stevie Wonder presented Beyoncé with this award. I really enjoyed her acceptance speech and the moment that they both shared on stage. So I do want to talk about that as well.
Yeah, honestly, first of all, I've been a fan of hers since the 90s, since, of course, before she was Beyoncé, when she was a part of Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child, man, grew up listening to Destiny's Child. I'm always going to look back and listen to those songs with such fond memories.
Yeah, same. Listening to them back then, little did I know that in, our lifetimes, we would see like four different iterations of Beyoncé, and just the kind of powerhouse performer and artist that she would eventually be. I mean, my God, I don't even think she was prepared for the supernova that she would eventually turn into.
Yeah, I really don't think so either, Eric. And just the fact that she's just such a chameleon when it comes to music and shifting between genres and experimenting and just really keeping everybody on their toes. And the evolution of her music when she first went solo from Destiny's Child up until now, it's just been a forever evolving Beyoncé at this point. And even to now, present day, with her record that just came out, it's called Cowboy Carter, and she dabbles in country music. Her last record that she dropped back in 2022, Renaissance, was an EDM and house music based record. And personally, probably as a whole, my favorite record in her catalog. And that made my album of the year list back then in 2022. So she is just not only quite the performer, but just forever evolving, forever changing, forever growing within music. And I think giving her the Innovator Award is extremely well deserved for her contributions to music and her just being such a chameleon over time. It's just, is there anything that she can't do, really?
First of all, chameleon is the word to describe her. You're definitely right about that. And second, to your point about is there anything that she can't do? I think that's the motivating factor that keeps her being able to be that chameleon that she is. She, for someone who has done so much, I think the motivating factor is precisely to not have limits and to try to keep it that way. And honestly, that strategy has worked wonders for her, because look how much she's already done. Look how many alter egos she's cultivated, and look how many different sounds she's cultivated. So quite honestly, I think the best answer to that question is to not have one, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, of course it does. Well said. I mean, she's constantly shattering and breaking down barriers, and that's what makes her so special as an artist, and that's what makes her music so special listening to because you just never know. She's constantly keeping us on our toes from one project to the next and constantly evolving and trying new things and making all of these creative risks. And that's something I truly appreciate about her and her music. Okay, so now we can officially get into the winners of the iHeartRadio Music Awards. this year. So with that being said, the two major categories we have, Song of the Year was Kill Bill by SZA. Then we have Artist of the Year, which went to Taylor Swift. We have Best Collaboration of the Year, which was Calm Down by Rima and Selena Gomez. We have Best Pop Artist of the Year, which went to Taylor Swift. Country Song of the Year, which went to Heart Like a Truck by Lainey Wilson. We have Best New Pop Artist of the Year, which went to Jelly Roll. We have Best Pop Song of the Year, that went to Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Best Country Artist of the Year, which went to Jelly Roll. And Best New Country Artist of the Year, which also went to Jelly Roll. We have Afrobeats Artist of the Year, which went to Burna Boy. We also have Hip Hop Song of the Year, which was All My Life by Lil Durk featuring J. Cole. We have Hip Hop Artist of the Year, which went to Drake. We have Best New Hip Hop Artist of the Year, which went to Ice Spice. Best R&B Song of the Year, which went to Snooze by SZA. SZA also took home R&B Artist of the Year. Best New R&B Artist of the Year, however, went to Victoria Monet. So now here are some categories that are going to get really exciting for us, Eric. We have Rock Artist of the Year, which went to Foo Fighters. We have Alternative Artist of the Year, which went to Fall Out Boy. Best Alternative Song of the Year, which went to One More Time by Blink-182. We have Rock Song of the Year that went to Lost by Linkin Park. We have Dance Artist of the Year that went to Tiesto. We have Latin Pop / Reggaeton Song of the Year, which went to Shakira. We have Latin Pop / Reggaeton Artist of the Year, which went to Karol G. We have K-Pop Artist of the Year that went to Jungkook. Best K-Pop Song of the Year that went to Cupid by 50/50. And Best New K-Pop Artist of the Year that went to New Jeans. We have Album of the Year that goes per genre. So we have for Alternative Album of the Year, The Record by Boy Genius. For Hip Hop Album of the Year, Heroes and Villains by Metro Boomin. For K-Pop Album of the Year, 5 Star by Stray Kids. For Latin Album of the Year, we have Karol G. For Pop Album of the Year, we have Guts by Olivia Rodrigo. For Rock Album of the Year, we have 72 Seasons by Metallica. And for R&B Album of the Year, we have SOS by SZA. So, Eric, I know that was a lot to take in, but with all of those being said that were shown both on TV and the full list that was not shown on TV, what did you think about the award winners for each of these categories?
I mean, first of all, you're right. A lot of awards. But I'm also really happy to hear that a lot of, you know, my favorite artists and your favorite artists as well won in a lot of those categories. You know, for me, I was really excited to know that Shakira, Karol G, like a Boy Genius, just to name some, won in their respective categories. So that was really awesome to hear. And those are just in the awards that weren't shown on TV. So that's really amazing. And then, of course, to actually see some of the winners that won on TV, for example, like Ice Spice, which is definitely one of my newer favorite artists nowadays. Little fun fact.
That is a fun fact. Wow.
Yeah, I love her voice, man. I love her delivery. You know, that was really cool to see. So I'm definitely overall pleased with the winners on the iHeartRadio Music Awards this year.
What do you think about some of the winners that weren't shown on TV? Because there is just an extensive list on here. But for me, of course, some of my personal favorites, Alternative Song of the Year, One More Time by Blink-182. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Rock Artist of the Year winning was Foo Fighters. I thought that was very much well-deserved. You have Rock Song of the Year, Lost by Linkin Park, off of the Lost demos. You have Alternative Artist of the Year that was shown on TV that Fall Out Boy took. Fall Out Boy is a band anybody that listens to this show knows is extremely near and dear to our hearts here. So that was super exciting to see. What else we got here? Burna Boy taking Afrobeats Artist of the Year. You have Drake taking Hip Hop Artist of the Year. So that I was very happy with as well. Jelly Roll walked away with several awards here. Best New Country Artist, Best New Pop Artist. We got SZA, who absolutely swept in the R&B category, as she should. Yep. Absolutely love that record that she dropped. Best Collaboration, Calm Down with Rima and Selena Gomez. I mean, that song was everywhere within the past year, so I get that.
Yeah.
completely get that. And to have Pop Artist of the Year and just Artist of the Year in general for Taylor Swift makes total sense as well, because as we know, she is a machine. And all in all, Eric, this was an extremely fun award show to watch and I'm sure to be a part of for these performers. What really stood out to me the most, of course, was the Icon Award given to Cher. I think, to me, that was the best part of the entire night. But also, as far as performances, loved watching Justin Timberlake open the show, loved watching Ludacris and T-Pain close the show. For me, some standouts as well was Green Day, of course. Much love to Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson. TLC, I mean, wow, what a show.
Yeah, for real. It was definitely a very entertaining experience from start to finish, and yet another example of award shows learning to get it right.
So with that being said, you guys, we want to know how you felt about this year's iHeartRadio Music Awards. What performances stood out to you? Did any of your favorite artists walk away with any awards? We want to know it all, you guys, so make sure you head on over to musicmattersmedia.com and let us know over there. And don't forget to follow us on social media at Music Matters Media. And as always, we will see ya in the next one.